welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about Walking Dead Season 6, Episode 7,
entitled
Heads Up. It's the instant cast. We just finished watching. We did have some technical issues with Charter.
Damn, Charter.
Fuck them. The last 10 minutes froze up. Seems like it was nationwide as far as if you had Charter, because people were tweeting about it. Kind of pissed me off.
Yeah.
Kind of ruined the mood a little bit.
Charter must die.
Yeah, it was like, it happened during commercial break, so I was like, oh, it's all good. It'll freeze up. They got about 2, maybe 1.5 minutes to unfreeze, and the shit never unfroze.
Never.
It's probably still frozen right now, for all I know.
Yeah, but I mean, luckily we had good people. Thank you, Tamara. She sent us a video and got us back up, got us back on track. Now we know what's going on.
Yes. The episode was really good. Like, we started off, we got to see automatically, as soon as it came on, Glenn is alive.
Glenn is alive, and I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm so happy. It's pretty much what everyone said was going to happen. He went underneath the dumpster.
Yeah, you know, I'm happy also, but I'm still like, what the fuck? Because how the hell did Glenn survive?
He's a trooper. He's a survivor. JSSing.
Yo, he's JSSing for real.
Yeah.
But it's no way. No way possible.
I don't know. They showed it to us and it looked real. It looked possible.
And you know what? And we said this. We said they have to show us how he's going to get out of this.
Yeah. Because I was happy. I'm like, hold on. As soon as it came on, I'm like, hold on. They didn't show this up close of him getting eaten. So I really appreciate that.
You know, they changed the scene for us a little bit.
You think so?
You know, they showed it far back. So like 2 or 3 walkers eating on the guy.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, he fell into like thousands. Not hundreds, but thousands of walkers. And even hundreds, it's still too many.
I mean, it's only a small amount of space. So even though it seems like 100 walkers, only probably like 4 or 5, I mean, well, not 4 or 5, but only like 15 are up there up close and personal.
So you're saying only like a couple get to eat?
Yeah, only a couple get to eat.
And that's why they should have ate his ass. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I was cool with it. I thought they were going to go a little, like, deep, a little dark. I thought they were going to have Glenn survive and then only to end up getting killed by Enid or some other form, you know? I was like, right. Oh, they let him survive, but he's going to die this same episode. So I was scared that was going to happen.
Yeah.
But it was good, and obviously we know Ron is up to something. Moving on a little further.
Oh, yeah. Ron is up to something.
He's up to something. Is he going to kill Carl, like, over Enid, or?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, is he trying to get back at Rick, or is he mad at Carl over Enid?
I don't know.
I mean, me personally, I'm not going to lie. You know, at that age, I was in love with girls, so it would be over Enid.
Uh-huh.
But it's no telling right now.
I'm thinking that he was probably going to kill. I don't know what he's mad about. He's probably mad about Enid. He's probably mad about his dad. I mean, he has a lot going on in that teenager mind of his.
Yeah.
But due to the fact that those balloons have now just surfaced, I think him pulling that gun out or him reaching back for that gun, he's like a little Rick Jr. there. Because all I thought of was it last season or this season?
No, it was this season.
Well, no, last season when Rick pulled out.
Oh, it was last
remember
season.
When he reached back and he was going to shoot Jesse's husband.
Yeah, Rick been plotting on that for a minute.
right. I actually like someone's theory on Twitter. They said something about, like, is this going to be the good son? So maybe Ron isn't the bad guy. Maybe it's little Carl that ends up being the bad guy. But Carl really hasn't showed us anything in recent seasons.
Hold up. I'm about to say.
In recent seasons.
I'm glad you clarified, because Carl have showed us
shown us some good sun signs, but not in recent seasons.
All right.
But I don't know what's going to happen there. I think with the whole balloon thing, that Ron situation might just stop, end there. What else?
Hold on. So you're saying maybe he might see a balloon and say, okay, Enid alive?
Yeah, well, all of them saw the balloon. The balloon was like right there. So he has to, I mean, I don't know if he knows Enid's alive, but he has to know that shit's going on right now. Like, he can't kill Carl right now.
Yeah.
And it would be stupid of him to kill Carl. I mean, well, I don't know. Was him and Carl walking in the same area that everyone else was at? Like, everyone that saw those balloons? Were they in that same area?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. It was hard to tell, but maybe.
Okay. Now, Carol walking after Morgan and walking after Denise.
Well, you know what? Carol, she has, like, antennas up at all times. Carol's ready.
I don't think it's believable. Like, what was the reason why she was walking after them?
Because Carol don't trust nobody. Carol's always on go.
Okay.
And I mean, I believe it's believable.
Okay.
Because when we seen Carol in action, Carol don't have a reaction. She just have an action.
Yeah. She's like, proactive rather than reactive.
Right. When she sees something that doesn't look right, she goes for it.
Right.
So I did believe it.
Okay. I'm so happy Glenn's alive.
You know what? I'm happy Glenn's alive, but I'm disappointed Glenn is alive, if that make any sense.
No, it does. It's like, okay, you guys didn't have the balls to do it, but...
Yeah, they didn't have the balls to do it, but they should have pulled the trigger on them. They should have did it, because Glenn fell in the walkers. You tell me not one walker. All the walkers are eating. None of them bit his pinky, his toe, no nothing.
I think it would, I mean, I don't want Glenn to die, but since they went to that route, I think it would have been real ballsy for them to have him survive, like, as he did, and then only to end up getting, like, killed by Enid or by Walker or him just tripping and falling into
a pile of walkers. That right there, and you know, I have to, like, last week, I mean, well, it was yesterday, but it's last week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying that I need a rule book to throw a flag on a play.
Yeah.
And I actually want to throw my flag right now.
Okay.
What the hell was Enid throwing out there? How'd she get to Glenn so quickly?
Well, she left a while ago, so she was probably JSSing out there. I don't know.
I mean, but we saw 100 walkers right there. Where the hell did they go? And how did Enid, or what made Enid feel so comfortable?
Enid? Yeah, Enid. Enid.
What made Enid, what made her feel so comfortable?
Okay.
That she could go and, I guess, save Glenn or say, Glenn, come on.
Okay, at this point, now that you said that, that is correct. Only because, not that she felt comfortable, but she seemed as if she did not know about the herd when Glenn was like, that's there's a herd.
Where the hell did the herd go?
So... How did she not know about the herd when the herd was just out there? You know, if she was in that building that whole time, she should have known that a herd was outside.
It was a fucking block party.
Yeah.
I mean, the herd was out there. They was out there strong, you know, yeah. Pumping their music, yelling, yeah. Eating good. Where the fuck did the herd go?
Right, right. So she should have them making her seem like she did not know that a herd had got loose or whatever. And Glenn explained to her. Now, think about it, that was a little weird, because it's like, come on, dude. They're out there making a whole bunch of noise. I mean, man, there's a whole bunch of them.
They was out there, man. They bumped everything, the electric slide. They bumped every damn music possible. Yo, they was on one.
Right, right, yo, yeah.
They was causing a disturbance for real.
Yeah, disturbing the peace.
They was disturbing the peace. You know, if they was in front of your house, you would have called the police. There was a lot of them out there. They were disturbing the peace. They was getting wild.
Loitering.
They was loitering. Yeah. For real.
There was a whole bunch of them. So, I mean, yeah.
All the music was playing. That little electric slide. They were doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Know? So, yeah. I call bullshit. I throw a flag on the play then as well.
You got to throw a flag.
Yeah. Because she should have known that I heard it came. And then like, the nerve of her to pull a gun out on Glenn. You pull a gun out on Glenn, man, you're going to become enemy number one. Enemy of the state. Well,
no, not really, because we already see how Glenn operate.
What do you mean? Oh, well, that's why I hated Nicholas up until his death, because
you could hate Nicholas, but Glenn didn't.
Yeah.
You know, Glenn don't give a fuck about
you know, I'm starting to get tired of Glenn's, you know, Glenn, I'm going to forgive everybody nonsense.
Hey, Enid, put a gun down.
Let's talk about this. But you know what? And okay, that's another thing. I saw a lot of people on Facebook, or not Facebook, Twitter, talking about Morgan gotta go. I'm like, hold on. He ain't doing the same shit that Glenn's doing. I mean, he is, but it's like no one ever saying, F Glenn, you gotta go. He's pulling the same shit that Morgan's doing.
They pulling the same exact shit.
Same exact shit. Because if you think about it, if Glenn would have killed...
But you know what? I think people kind of mad because Morgan got his own show.
What do you mean?
Like, Morgan got a whole episode. Oh. He got an hour and a half.
Right.
You know, people don't know why. So, they got time built up to hate Morgan.
Yeah, that's true.
But Glenn, if they would have gave Glenn a whole hour and a half, people would probably be hating Glenn also. Like, Glenn got to go. Because they're doing the exact same thing.
Right. Both
of them are giving, like, just hugs and shit.
Right, right.
Walking around hugs. No, kill a motherfucker.
Even at the
kill
same
somebody.
I know. I understand why Glenn didn't want to kill her because, you know, in his mind, he is looking at her. She's a young girl. She's a teenager still.
I guess so, but I mean, you know, she's up to no good. She put a gun on him.
Right. But me, it's like, ain't nothing, cut that bitch off. Like, I would have been like, okay, you want to go on your own? You think you grown? You think you grown? Go then.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Deuces. Like, so I understand that part of me, but at the same time, you know, Glenn is a good guy. And he said his wife wouldn't have forgiven him, or his wife wouldn't have agreed with that. But at the same time, I think Maggie would have. Maggie would have been trying to save her. You know, don't save her. She don't want to be saved. So she would have let her go. I personally think so.
Definitely.
So, yeah, that was my only... I mean, it's not really an issue. It's just like Glenn, you know, that's how Glenn's personality is. He's always been that way. So...
Yeah, Glenn is saving everybody.
Yeah. I mean, technically speaking, if we had this problem with Glenn, then Rick would have never been saved in the beginning. Because Glenn stuck his head out for Rick when he didn't even know him.
I mean, it's the same with Morgan. I mean, Morgan stuck his dick out for Rick. So if you think about it, I mean, like you said, Glenn and Morgan are on the same page. Morgan could have easily killed Rick.
Right.
But Morgan stuck his neck out, saw that Rick was a good guy, and he even brought it up in his episode.
Yeah, I liked how he said that. He's like, you could have killed me. We've all changed at this table. And it's so true. Everyone does change, but I guess it kind of brings back to what Eastman said, is that some people are evil. Like, some people will just never change. I for one believe that. Like, when I see someone make the same mistake over and over and over and over and they get chances, and I'm like, that person will never change. So I see, on one hand, you don't want to give up on a person, but at the same time, I see that, like, it's not like, oh, they keep forgetting to take the trash out. You know, it's like a real life situation where someone's gonna get killed or something more serious. So
right.
I see both sides to it.
Okay.
But I don't hate Morgan, like some people were saying.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I don't see a difference, like you said.
Yeah.
Like, both of them are doing some... The only difference I've seen is Morgan got an hour and a half to show his bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got an hour and a half to be the Mr. Nice Guy.
Okay, and what was up with Spencer? What was he doing? Like, what was that about? Like, what was his plan?
I mean, you know, Spencer used to be the circus and shit.
I mean, he was just hiding a couple weeks ago. So now he's doing this.
Yeah, you know, he's a tightroper.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, usually he tightrope with fire.
Right.
But he wouldn't do it with the walkers now.
Is he trying to go get some more crackers? Is he trying to go to the food place? What is he? I mean, that's kind of almost when, actually, that is when pretty much when the cable came off. Like, when the cable froze, like right after Tara gave her middle finger to Rick.
Yeah,
that's when it froze, and then we got the video.
Yeah, Charter froze on it.
Yeah, Charter, fuck you. They need to. Oh, I mean, there's really nothing they can do. It's unforgivable crime. Like,
I mean, me and Nicole sat there for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, just waiting.
A tear rolled down my eye.
Yeah, like, this can't be happening. I'm like, what is the chances of that happening?
We cut it off, on, a plug.
Change the channel. Like, literally every station was working but that station.
I mean, that's how men fix stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Men unplug stuff.
Yep.
You know, our wife say, yo, you gotta fix it. We like, okay, we got it. So we go to it and we unplug it. And we plug it back in. I mean, we do a count. Count to like 5, 10.
Yep.
Some guys count to 20. I don't know. But we do a count and we plug it back in and we got ourselves fixing it. So when it came back on, it was still frozen. And Nicole looked at me with disappointment. It broke my heart.
I was mad as hell. I'm like, okay, I know it's a TV show, but come on. Like, any other night, any other station.
Right.
Like, why would it have to happen tonight of all nights? I'm watching Walking Dead, enjoying myself, and then boom, that shit happens.
Right. So, you know, I was feeling, I was in trouble. I was feeling bad. Like, damn, Nicole, she's on to me. She know I can't really fix it. She know I'm a plugger, unplugger.
No.
But then when, you know, social media lit up and everybody was talking about what the fuck is wrong with Charter,
mm-hmm.
you know, I felt that relief.
Right.
Like, see, baby, that's what it is. It's Charter. It ain't me.
Yeah, I was really pissed off about that. But either way, the episode was good. I can't wait to rewatch so then we can actually watch those last 10 minutes for real, on HD.
And like I said, my homie Tamara sent us like the last 8 minutes.
Right.
And we see that, you know, the tower fell and it fell on the gate and the walkers are coming.
They're coming.
They're in there.
It's going to be Michael Jackson Thriller.
I mean... How many times can Rick run around? He can't do that now.
Mm-mm. He got to go get Carl. He got to go get baby Judith. Judith ain't walking yet, so we'll have to see where that goes. But next week is the mid-season finale, so they're going to go hard.
They got to go hard
because they're going to be off for like 2 months after that.
In fact, I think I got a phone call. They want me to join the cast.
Right.
They said they needed reinforcements.
They haven't really been showing people that they introduced. Like, where the hell was Heath at? Like, we saw him, and then he has, like, where is he?
No, babe. That's why I said they gave me a phone call.
Okay.
I'm in the game now. I'm there.
Right. I'm like, where is Heath? Like, it showed him, and then didn't show him again.
They switched it up. I'm Heath now.
It's like they can't afford to show every single... Oh, let me just real quickly before we finish up. Rick taking Pastor Gabriel's posters off the wall. Like, Rick is cold-blooded.
Rick is cold right in front of his face.
Right in front of his face.
You know what I thought of? Hmm. That's like somebody put up a sign with a
missing
dog.
That's exactly what I thought. I promise you. I was like, damn. Like, imagine you're putting a missing dog sign up and someone come and take that shit down right in front of you.
Rip it out right in front of you.
Yeah, because even Carl's like, damn, Dad. You know?
Cold-blooded.
But you know what? I loved how Pastor Gabriel... Oh, I'm calling Pastor Gabriel. I loved how Gabriel went and slapped him back on there.
You call him Pastor Gabriel now.
He's redeemed that honor?
I mean, I think so.
I don't know. It's a little soon.
You know what? I think so because I thought about it. And you know the stories I told you that, I mean, this is some real shit going on. I mean, people are scared of ants, roaches, spiders. So, we got to forgive him for being scared of walkers.
Right.
We got to.
Right, yeah. They had a Walking Dead live experience I saw on TV that's here in Atlanta right now. I think it ends pretty soon. But I'm like, man, I'm too scared of that. So, like, I can only imagine, you know, if you're in that right. world of real walkers, like I would be too, I'm too scared to go to like a haunted house or something. So yeah, I can only imagine if you're like in that world, how I'd be just like Pastor Gabriel. So
yeah, so all the Walking Dead fans, yeah, we got work to do. They done breached our walls,
right?
We got to get to work.
There's gonna be some deaths.
Yo, we need the prayer warriors,
and it better not just be Alexandrians that die.
Yeah, you know, I'm tired of seeing people die that really don't have an impact on us.
Right.
You know, I'm tired of shows going off and we like, you know, we shrugging our shoulders like, oh yeah, that motherfucker deserves to die.
Right, right.
You know, I want to see some people die that, you know, that when I look back at Nicole, I see them, Niagara Falls, her face is watered up.
Right. Maybe little baby Judith. I don't know. Maybe Carol.
Oh, babe, that's too cold. Now. you go too far.
They gotta get this. Or you know, there's a new baby coming in town pretty soon.
Pull up, baby.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want it. I'm not saying I want it. But
oh, that's cold blooded.
Pretty soon, Maggie's gonna be giving birth. There can't be two babies. So, little bit Judith, we loved her for so long. I'm just joking.
No, really, no, you're not.
No, I am. I don't want baby Judith to die. You know.
Oh man.
I prefer to see Sam go. I mean, it'd be sad if Sam go too, because he's still a baby.
You know what? I haven't built an attachment to Sam, so that's one of the people I don't want to see go.
Because you haven't built attachment to him?
Because I haven't. I want to see like a Carl, like Sam, put them hands on Carl, maybe beat him up pretty bad, or just maybe get rid of him, or a Daryl, a Rick.
I was prepared for Daryl last week for a minute.
Right. And you know what? Even though a lot of people said that, Abraham?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people said that Abraham is going next. He should die.
I said that.
You said that. Even if he go, I'll still feel bad because I built that attachment.
Okay. Yeah, even though Abraham and them has been here since, I think, like, season 4, it takes me a long time to get attachment to someone. So, like, I still, like, him, Rosita, Eugene, they still seem like... They almost seem like the Alexandrians. They seem super new to me. Like, even Tara, they still seem new. Like, I don't consider them part of the clique, of the group. What? Yeah.
I really do consider them part of the team because they've been there.
Okay. Like, when Rick was fussing at Tara, I'm like, she stuck her neck out. I'm like, Tara's not really one of y'all. Like,
Tara is really one of them. You have to understand the mileage they went with Tara. If you look at it that way, you understand.
Okay.
Like, they went from, like... one state to another with Tara.
Right. I guess I just haven't really formed that attachment yet.
It's like with your car. When you put those miles on it, you're like, damn, you know, I done put these 20,000 miles on it myself. This is my car. It's a part of me. And you know, that's what he did with Tara. Tara's a part of the team. Tara, he knows Tara is about surviving. She's a part of the team. She don't care what she got to do to survive as long as she protect the family.
All right.
But speaking of that was cold-blooded. that Rick said that.
Yeah, like right in front of everyone.
Right in front of everybody. Rick said, why would you put your neck out for them?
Yeah. Now, you almost died once for them.
Yeah.
Rick is always going to be an us or them type of person.
So, yeah, Rick is a us and them, and that's why I don't give a fuck if Rick die. I mean, I know that's, you know, a lot of people might be bad behind that statement.
Mm-hmm.
But Rick got to go, and that's how I feel about it.
I'm not to the point where Rick got to go, but Rick does need to change up. He needs to be a little more humble.
I'm going to watch this show again, but Rick is going to be my prediction. Because, you know, he's setting up for the fail. I think Rick got to go.
All right. Well, we will tape tomorrow night, so we'd love to hear what you guys thought of the episode. We'll rewatch it, of course. DeadAtTheVerdictsIn.com. That's DeadAtTheVerdictsIn.com. You can also hit us up on Facebook and Twitter at TheVerdictsIn. We'll tape tomorrow. The episode will release Tuesday. And I just can't wait to watch again and notice the things that we missed, especially due to Charter's fuck up. And thank you, Tamara, for sending us that video.
Yeah, thank you, Tamara.
So, yeah. Until then, thank you guys so much. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.